Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning to all of you. I invite you to please be seated. In the midst of so much going on in the world and in our society, Bishop Mowbey has sent out a pastoral letter for all of us to be able to read to all of our faithful in the diocese, and so I begin by doing that before this Mass. To the people of God in the Diocese of Corpus Christi, dear brothers and sisters, peace and blessings to each of you. Lent is the Church's season that offers us the opportunity to examine our relationship with God and service toward our neighbor. Through prayer, fasting, self-denial, and almsgiving, Lent serves to correct our selfishness and redirects us toward the greatest of all commandments, and that is to love God and to love our neighbor. Jesus led the way for us as he spent 40 days praying and fasting in the desert. There, in the desert, he was tempted by the devil. In those three temptations, he never turned away from his Father, But in the midst of his trials, he strongly reaffirmed his love for the Father and his faith in the Father's plan for him. 2020 will be remembered as a unique and unanticipated Lent. Metaphorically, this Lent is lived out in the desert of a pandemic. The coronavirus has captured our attention. It has affected the social behavior of families, communities, schools, and parishes. It already dominates our thoughts, conversations, and our anxieties for the future. The coronavirus continues to expand across the globe. In its path, many have died, bringing suffering to family members and causing fear, uncertainty, questions about the future, and in some case, panic. In Italy, masses have been suspended in parishes. Priests say mass alone with no parishioners in the churches. Archbishop Caputo of Pompeii, Italy, addressed a letter to the faithful of Pompeii stating that, quote, "We are living a Lent that has brought unimaginable challenges to our desire to follow Christ," end quote. He continued by saying that, quote, "In these very difficult days, prayer must comfort us and become the expression of our hope," end quote. Brothers and sisters, although our present situation here in South Texas may not be as extreme at this moment, nevertheless, we all have questions and concerns regarding the coronavirus and the effects it brings to our daily lives, our health, our family, our friends, the elderly, the economy, and jobs. Our lives can easily be overwhelmed by worry. In the midst of all these disruptions to normal daily living, the Word of God calls us to renew the foundation of our Christian life. I quote the Gospel of St. Matthew. "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides." These words of Jesus are not magical formulas to solve our life's concerns. They do, however, call us to reaffirm the Father's immense love for us all, as Jesus did in the desert. I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, to take some time during these remaining weeks of Lent amid this crisis to read the Sermon on the Mount in St. Matthew's Gospel. The words of Jesus found there are the foundation of daily Christian life. I encourage you to be prudent during this time. Keep yourselves informed regarding the coronavirus through the information provided by your local, state, and federal health information websites. Our diocesan website will soon have information to assist you and your pastors with recommendations regarding diocesan and parish activities. Above all, brothers and sisters, I ask you to be patient and vigilant in following the suggestions regarding hygiene and common sense practices to keep you, your family, and those around you in good health. As you gather to celebrate Mass, I have already made the recommendations that we are not to use the common holy water fonts at the doors of our churches, not to distribute in the communion cup the precious blood of Christ, that we receive Holy Communion in the hand, and that we not shake hands at the sign of peace. Instead, we try even more to live in the peace of Christ with one another. I ask that during this period we also cooperate with other precautions given to avoid the spread of this virus. If you are feeling poorly, have a high fever, are coughing, or are short of breath, that you stay home and participate in the Mass broadcasted right now at 9:30. By each of us doing our part, we pray that the spread of the virus can be slowed down and soon eliminated. Jesus is always calling us to a stronger faith, a renewed hope, and to a selfless charity. To renew us, he leads us into the desert This Lent is lived in the desert of the coronavirus. Let us remind ourselves of God's words communicated throughout the scriptures. Do not be afraid. Mary heard these words, as did Joseph, the shepherds, Peter, James, and John, and countless others. Now these words are addressed to us. Have courage. Do not be afraid. I want to assure you of my prayers for all of you. Let us pray for one another and for those who have lost their lives due to the coronavirus. And may God watch over those who are presently afflicted with it. I ask God to bless you and your families. May his face shine upon yours. Sincerely yours in Christ, Bishop Moby. Let me take this opportunity to welcome those who are joining us via television, radio, and internet. As many of you are at home this day, due to the circumstances that we find ourselves in our society, thank you for tuning in. This is the beauty of the Mass that is made possible for us to participate in when we are not able to be presently here in the churches, here at the cathedral, or at your home parish. But be assured, many of you have stayed home because of your health, and many of you are there at home to take care of your loved ones. Praise God for that. You are living out the mission of the Lord Jesus, for he calls us to care for one another in unpredictable circumstances, and sometimes, yes, it entails having to stay home and not be physically present at the churches. But realize, spiritually, you are with us and we are with you. May God bless you and all your loved ones. And let us continue to pray for one another in these days, and let us ask the Lord to fill us what we need to stay in a beautiful way, his disciples, his servants, and his presence. Let us stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. Let us acknowledge our sins to prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault, and therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever-Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. O God, author of every mercy and of all goodness, who in fasting, prayer, and almsgiving have shown us a remedy for sin, look graciously on this confession of our lowliness, that we who are bowed down by our conscience may always be lifted up by your mercy. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus. In those days, in their thirst for water, the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "Why did you ever make us leave Egypt? Was it just to have us die here of thirst with our children and our livestock?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? A little more and they will stone me." The Lord answered Moses, "Go over there in front of the people, along with some of the elders of Israel, holding in your hand as you go the staff with which you struck the river. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock in Horeb. Strike the rock, and the water will flow from it for the people to drink." This Moses did in the presence of the elders of Israel. The place was called Massah in Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled there and tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord in our midst or not?" The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in hope of the glory of God. and hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For Christ, while we were still helpless, died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person, though perhaps for a good person one might even find courage to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The word of the Lord.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who has given this cistern and drank from it himself, with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water. I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain. But you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship Him. God is Spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. The woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called Christ. When He comes, He will tell us everything. Jesus said to her, I am He, the one who is speaking with you. Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in Him. When the Samaritans came to Him, they invited Him to stay with them, and He stayed there for 2 days. Many more began to believe in Him because of His word, and they said to the woman, We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know this is truly the Savior of the world. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Once again, good morning to all of you. Praying that the week we just left, yes, in the midst of so much going on, was still a blessed one for you, and that we keep that blessedness alive in the week that lies ahead. We have this wonderful encounter between Jesus and the Samaritan woman this day, realizing that Jesus went into a territory that the Jews would never enter, really. But Jesus came to change things. And He came to change the way people thought, and He came to change the way people treated each other because of where they're from. In the midst of so much going on in the world, isn't it amazing how it seems like the world's getting along better because of a crisis? Shouldn't that already exist outside of whatever may come our way? Where people are actually talking to each other now, rather than yelling at each other. It's interesting what such an occasion brings with it. In the fear of all, there's a desire. And see, Jesus, in His own way, desired more than anything that everyone would be able to approach Him, regardless of where they were from, to receive from Him the living springs of water. But how often we all dip into the wrong well to take from it what will never satisfy us. St. Thomas Aquinas reminds us of this. In his writings, he reminds us of how often we constantly drink from the wells of wealth, pleasure, honor, and power. The very things that tempted Jesus in the desert, which He successfully overcame. But how often we go back to the same well of wealth, pleasure, power, and honor. And how often we have to go back, because it does not satisfy. And that all leads to dipping into these other wells that still don't satisfy, but rather cause an even more inner death. Because we draw from the well of fear, the well of doubt, the well of despair, the well of confusion, the well of pain, the well of judgment, the well of division. How often we dip into those wells that are man-made and offer nothing except a greater thirst. and a greater hunger. And here is Jesus setting the example for us all so that we may be able to see the beauty of a hope that does not disappoint, as we just read in St. Paul's letter. And he's trying to encourage you and me, look, here I am. I am before you. You see me. You know me. Here I am to offer you what you do need so that you don't have to constantly come back to a well that will never satisfy you, but you stick with me and your thirst will always be quenched because what I offer you will never exhaust itself. So rather than lead your way over to the well of fear, drink out of the well of faith. Rather than draw yourself over to the well of despair, drive yourself over to the well of hope. Rather than be able to dip out of the well of judgment, why don't you dip into the well of harmony and unity? Rather than go to the wells that offer nothing but death, why don't you come over here to me? For I am the well of life that only desires that everyone see each other as you're meant to. Jesus did not go and meet this Samaritan woman to meet a Samaritan woman. He went to go meet a child of God. And through that encounter with her, he challenges you and me to see each other in the same way. Not from this area, not from that area. Because in the midst of what we're going through, this so-called virus that's out there, it's not picking one over the other. It's not picking the powerful, it's not picking the poor, it's not picking the one in between, it's picking anyone and everyone. Doesn't matter this country, that country. But what you and I have to remember is this, that when we move beyond the exterior and move rather into the interior of the person, the being, then perhaps we can do as Jesus has told us to do, to love exactly what he loved from the cross. And what he loved from the cross in all of his pain, all his agony, was those that he came to give all that he had for and to fulfill the Father's mission. The Samaritan woman came to understand this, which is why she left that pitcher there and walked away. But Jesus' thirst for what she needed to leave him, and what she needed to leave him were her fears, were her doubts, were her sins, was everything that would weigh her down in order for him to be able to give her what she needed to be able to live. And as he does that for her, he does that for you and me. We too carry our pitcher, and God knows what's in it. But the thing the Lord is asking of you is this: what do you fill this pitcher with? Your fears, your doubts. Because family, I'm not talking about just the virus that we're dealing with. There's a lot more going on in the world. There are people suffering in their relationships, in their marriages, with their own health outside of this virus. There are people who are trying to make ends meet, people who are struggling with their children, or children struggling with their parents, or people who just can't get along. There are so many other things that are going on that still need our attention. But if that's what you're going through, then bring your pitcher of worry. Bring your pitcher of fear. Bring your pitcher of disparity. Bring your pitcher of anxiety. Bring your pitcher of pain and suffering, and place it at the foot of this cross. Give it to him, so that he can give you what you need, what I need, to stay strong,
to stay encouraged, to stay positive of his presence in our society. For he has not abandoned us, my dear family. But with every challenge that comes our way, he is there to encourage us and to lead us through it. For as the scriptures also remind us, as often as he says, don't be afraid, he also says that all things are possible through me. A new day, a new dawn. And that is what you have to hold on to, I have to hold on to. And that's what I pray we will, as the family that we are, the body of Christ, who understands that we're not going to constantly dip out of those wells that offer us nothing but a greater thirst, but we are going to dip into the well that offers us the living springs. And so for all of us, what picture must you leave at that cross? Because he's calling you. Because he's thirsting for your faith in him to be able to take that from you, so that you may be able to receive from him what you need to enjoy the beauty of your life and enjoy it in abundance. So leave it there, whatever he doesn't want you to have, and take from him everything that will lift you up, encourage you, and strengthen you. Let us trust him as she did, and let us walk away as she did, filled with the joy of knowing the living springs that will never cause us to thirst again. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men, for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Family, let us ask the Lord to hear the prayers we now offer.
For all the church, may Christ, who is the source of living water, continue to quench our thirst for righteousness. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our national and local leaders, may the Holy Spirit foster in them a thirst for peace and justice, especially for the weak and vulnerable among us. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who struggle with sin and guilt, or whose hearts are hardened by the challenges of life, may they experience the forgiving love of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all in our local community who have yet to encounter Christ, may the truth, beauty, and goodness of our faith enliven their spirits and lead them to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journeys back to their homes and families. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Deborah Garza, Mary Ellen Miller, Mary Coffers, and Joe Dominguez Lopez, and for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, and for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Gracious and loving Father, all this we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at our hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good, good of all. Be pleased, O Lord, with these sacrificial offerings, and grant that we who beseech pardon for our own sins may take care to forgive our neighbor through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. And let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For when he asked the Samaritan woman for water to drink, he had already created the gift of faith within her. And so ardently did he thirst for her faith, that he kindled in her the fire of divine love. And so we too give you thanks with all the angels, and praise your mighty deeds as we acclaim.
see what's going on. Thank you for your understanding and patience. But he seems to be doing okay, so we keep him in prayer. And of course, I offer a special intention for him during the sacrifice that we're about to enter. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Bless your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs of eternal life, and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. Together, with faith and hope, we all dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom and the power.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you,"
Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Peace of the Lord be with you always. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who by the will of the Father and the work of the Holy Spirit did take your life to the world. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Body of Christ. Body of Christ. Blood of Christ. Blood of Christ. Blood of Christ.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Father Peter Lisadro, rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million-dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.